Percy the puny poinsettia, hanging his bloom in dismay. If they had just kept him wetter, he'd be a houseplant today. Folks like the other plants better. Now he's alone on the shelf.
Everyone,
even a plant with no uncle or aunt shouldn't spend Christmas Day by himself.
You know, it's only Charles Behnke that can make me bring out the Percy the Puny Poinsettia. And find that you can take the words wetta and betta and rhyme them with poinsettia, thanks to Dr. Elmo, he of the Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer fame. And
a one-time guest on the WEOL Morning Show.
Was he really?
Yeah. Sure.
He occasionally will show up on the Carey Brothers On the House program. He must live down the road from where they do their show because he comes by and does some holiday things with them. He's a veterinarian.
Well, you don't want your poinsettia to be too wetta. It's better on the drier side than it is on the wetter side.
Because if it's wetta,
you rot the roots.
Oh, you're supposed to say then it would be deada.
It would be deada than not.
We practiced this right after 8 o'clock. Wetta, betta. He said, and there'd be deada. And I was going to lead him into that.
Lennon and McCartney, where are you? When do we need you?
Yeah, right. We're more like Rogers and Hart or something like that, I think, for as well. So, but good morning, Charles Behnke, horticulturalist. I was going to say...
extraordinaire.
Why would that be the word that I was going to say? What else? Right? That's the word I was going to say.
Really? You were?
Well, of course.
Mind reading.
That's why we work together in the morning.
The password is extraordinaire. Horticulturalist, and then you would say extraordinaire.
Well, before we get to that, we need to nail you down here. Bruce has a musical tie. He's got a musical sock. Do you have any musical clothing?
None that I know of.
All right. Just checking. We need to do that with every guest in studio for the next couple weeks.
Can your pants whistle? Is that what you're asking them? I mean, I'm not quite sure where we're going to go with this, but we have musical greeting cards that we found around here as well. But musical.
Well, you can eat some horticultural beans, and they will.
I knew that was going to come up here pretty soon. Anyway, I suppose they could put some musical plants together. They've got those tiny microchips of music. They could probably embed them in leaves of plants or into the pot. They've got those dancing plants. I've seen those, but those aren't real plants, right? Those are
solar-driven plants.
Solar-driven plants.
Let's talk about that poinsettia then.
Sure.
How do you really pronounce it?
I don't care. Poinsettia. Money. Sell me some. Yeah. I want to buy that.
Right. You pronounce it the way you want to pronounce it.
Yes.
Now, what about these urban legends that have it as a do-not-eat, deadly kind of kill-off-the-animal plant?
Oh, heck, that research was done way back in the 70s showing that they were not poisonous.
I think it's just an excuse for someone not to buy it. Oh, we're not going to buy that plant because it's poisonous, because then you don't want to buy the plant to bring it into your house.
It is not. There is some research done at OSU, believe it or not.
It's the Ohio State
The
University.
Ohio State University yeah. that went and proved that was a false.
How long can you keep them around?
Well, it depends how much you water them. Really, if you overwater, you can kill them quite fast. If you underwater them, they'll actually last a little bit longer.
You take it, you buy it at the store, and hopefully, as you say, buy it on your last thing on your trip because you don't want to buy it first, put in your car, go shopping, come back and find a frozen plant in your car.
Today, you'd find a frozen one if you didn't have a heated car.
So you kind of treat it like a perishable grocery list type of thing.
Right. You want to make sure that it is protected when you're taking it out. Make sure that the sleeve that it often comes with is up and around over the plant and into a warm car and then go home. Don't stop for any other shopping things.
Yeah.
Take it into a warm house, display it in a sunny, doesn't even have to be sunny, just a well-lit room, and make sure that there's a couple holes in the bottom of that foil that might be around the container so that it does drain. Because usually the thing that ends up killing most plants is that they overwater. People think, oh, they're dry, I got to put some more water in there, and then they're just ending up flooding the thing. So make sure there's a few little holes in the bottom of that foil that's around the plant. In the pot, and it'll be happier that way.
You have like stick your finger in the soil?
Sure. That works as a good soil meter. If you have to buy something, new finger.
Where do these things typically grow?
The typical place is Mexico. all up there on the Yucatan Peninsula is where they're...
Where it's dry.
Where it's dry, yeah. Kind of dry. And they come into bloom at this time of the year, mainly because of the shortening day length is why they come into bloom. In fact, that process started back on September the 22nd to initiate the flower bud. And now we're just enjoying, actually, the bracts and not, and the true little flowers are little yellow flowers that are way up there on the top of the plant. That was initiated back in about September the 22nd here in northern Ohio.
But the process to bring that back next year, because it is a, you, if you had it inside, you could bring it back next year.
Yes, you could. Most people kill their plants, but well, you know, but it can be done.
Most people, and thus the gardening
thus,
business.
Thus, 99.99% of the people kill their plants.
That's why you're here,
and never get to do it over again. And we thank them for that, because the flower growers like to sell more plants every year. That keeps them with a living, and they can grow things for you.
I'm just thinking that that's the reason why the industry works well. As long as you keep overwatering or underfeeding or putting your plant in a drafty, cold area, you'll be sure to buy new ones.
Let's talk about the Christmas tree industry for a second. Charles, what about people who say, oh, I just can't get over cutting down a Christmas tree or buying a tree that's been cut from, we're you know, just eliminating trees from our world. It's not a good thing. What do you say to people who have that point of view?
Get over it. Buy a nice, fresh Ohio tree. You know, they've been cut here locally. We certainly have a number of growers here in Lorain County that can supply a quality tree for you. They're cut fresh. They have moisture in them. If they've been moved in from out of state, then that could be as far away as actually the West Coast. They could be could have been shipped that far. Typically, they're coming down from Michigan or up from, you know, Kentucky or South Carolina, one of those places. But they can dehydrate. It is important that when you are selecting a Christmas tree that you shake them, make sure their needles are not falling off, and then you might do the little needle flexing where you just touch the needles and flex them between your fingers. If they're nice and flexible and don't break, that's a fresh quality tree. And then when you have it taken home, be sure to cut the bottom end of the tree so it can rehydrate again by putting it in a bucket of water before you bring it indoors.
And it's just like when you buy flowers and they give you
flowers
to take home.
Recut the bottom, you know, inch or so of the of the tree. Or if you're getting cut flowers, just recut the bottom inch or so of those flowers with a pruners, and they'll set up a water column again.
All right, we're talking with Charles Benke, Lorain County horticulturalist. We'll have more, including some gardening chores. You thought you were done? Ha ha ha.
25% of students in Lorain County do not graduate from high school on time. With your help, United Way of Greater Lorain County is working toward making lasting changes in education to empower youth to achieve their full potential. Learn more at uwlorainecounty.org.
If your child is sick over and over again, it could be PI, a defect in the immune system that affects millions. Early detection can give children a chance to dream.
Jeffrey Modell Foundation. Visit us at info4pi.org or call 1-866-INFO-4-PI.
I love this city. When they get behind us and just gives us a little more boost and energy. It's a place that we call home and we love it. I fight for my teammates and I fight for Columbus.
Join the battle when the Blue Jackets face the St. Louis Blues on Saturday, December 14th, and the Winnipeg Jets on Monday, December 16th. Get tickets now at bluejackets.com.
Find perfect gifts for all of the special people on your list with a little help from the Chronicle-Telegram. Look for their Gift Guide 3 in this Wednesday's edition of the Chronicle-Telegram. Big gifts, small gifts, the Chronicle's gift guide has lots of ideas to make shopping easy for everybody on your gift list. Pick up a Chronicle or subscribe today. The Chronicle, committed to providing home delivery 7 days a week.
This weather report is brought to you by the Glovna Shima Hromada Funeral Chapel in Lorain. Independently owned with affordable traditional funeral and cremation services. The Glovna Shima Hromada Funeral Chapel, a tradition of caring since 1912.
WEOL weather.
More Arctic air on the way. Scattered snow showers, highs in the mid-20s. A chance of snow showers tonight. Lows between 9 and 13. But wind chills below zero. Then partly sunny and brisk tomorrow. Highs only approaching 20 degrees. For AM 930 WEOL, I'm meteorologist John Loftman.
18 degrees, clouds, I'd say.
820 at AM 930 WEOL. Okay, sing it, Barbara.
It must have been the mistletoe, the lazy fire, the fallen snow, the magic in the frosty air, that feeling everywhere. It must have been the pretty lights that glistened in the silent night, or maybe just the stars so bright that shine.
I never know when to.
That's good.
Let it go.
All right, Charles. What is mistletoe? Where does it come from? And why do we only see it or talk about it this time of year?
Well, it's a parasitic green plant that likes to live on other plants. And surprisingly, it can be found as far north as about the Ohio River into Kentucky and just over the river. Generally, you'll find it more out in the Pacific Northwest. I've seen it out in Arizona when I go out there. It grows quite commonly in a lot of the trees. And it is a parasite. It's a little... If you ever seen those little sticky white seeds that are on it, normally you'll get the little sprig of mistletoe, and you'll see some little white...
All the mistletoe we've ever seen is made out of plastic.
Yeah, they're plastic now.
Little rubber balls on side.
Right, yeah. But if you see the real stuff, you'll see some little white seeds on it, and those are picked up by birds, and they'll move them around to trees and stick on the feet, and they'll move them to other plants. And if the plant can, if the mistletoe plant can get established, it sends it little, I think it's haustoria that are into the into the tree that it likes to live on, and these big clumps of mistletoe grow up in trees.
And then you're looking at me going, so then why is it that we kiss someone under the mistletoe? Well, you have to listen to the Chip Mintz, the Mannheim Steamrollers and American Christmas, because during that holiday special, Chip will tell us information.
I was going to ask.
In fact, one of the 12 days of Christmas, as we're counting down on our 12 days of business Christmas, he throws in the mistletoe explanation at some point.
If you buy a fresh mistletoe, how long will it last?
You probably get about 10, 15 days out of it. They will dehydrate it. You can't just take it and plant it onto another plant. It won't do that. It has to use those little seeds to get started again. Okay. You can't transplant it.
Can I still fluff my... It's time to fluff the compost, by the way.
Today is a good fluffing day. You know, it's laying there. It's slumped down. You know, and if you don't have anything else to do in this somewhat overcast but blue sky day... With sunshine coming out later on.
We have wind chills of like
6 Oh, you have occasional random snow showers. You can go out in between the random snow shower and go out and fluff your compost pile. It's kind of like making bread. You know, you kind of got to take it and get it where it's sunk down and you'll beat it and it's sunk down in the middle. You got to bring the outside and put it on top and you'll see all the steam coming off because all the fungi and bacteria are growing in there, making nice hot... moisture.
So forget this nice roaring fire. Take your sweetie out by the compost
pile. And fluff
hot,
it.
Hot
steamy.
Okay.
You can have your hot steamy cup of cocoa and hot steamy compost and breathe that air from these little bacteria that are just breaking down the compost. It's just like an earthy experience.
You know, wow. You were here back in October. When you were here, you told us that
no composting Christmas.
No. That we could cut our grass 6 more times and then be pretty much done around Thanksgiving. After you left, Bruce and I looked at each other and 6 more times? We're really going to cut our grass 6 more times? I don't think I've cut my grass 6 times all year. Now, my question is, can I still cut it? Is it too late to cut my grass?
Well, I think you're a little late on cutting grass, although if you set the mower up high, you can still suck up some of the leaves that are laying out there. Today would be still a good day to do that because snow has kind of melted off. I did mine like last week on, what day was it? I think Wednesday or Thursday. It was kind of nice. So I quick went out there and lifted up the leaves. The grass has stopped growing at the present time. And you can still pull off the leaves. And in fact, if you've had a problem where there has been snow mold in the past, which is a fungal disease that likes to grow at about 32 to 35 degrees under the snow, and it kind of hangs around where leaves have fallen, you might want to make sure that those leaves have been picked up.
Can that damage the grass?
Yes, it can actually kill off little areas in the turf. Usually the turf recovers from it, though, later on in the spring.
What about my dandelions? I still have dandelions.
Well, live with it now. Okay. You can enjoy them. If you're really cheap for Christmas, go out and pick a yellow bouquet of dandelions on a sunny, warm day. I guess is all that I can tell you to do.
If you have a gardener on your Christmas list,
What do you think? Oh, yeah. I got to get some of those nice, wonderful gifts. And local garden centers, again, you might want to think about pruning tools, the seed starting trays that are out there. They've hidden a lot of this stuff for the Christmas, you know, display stuff that's out there. But stuff will reappear. They'll usually have gift certificates available. But, you know, I like to think of the little seed starting kits that are available. If you have people that are into birds, certainly the bird houses, bird feeders, bird seed would be something for the gardener to... You know, enjoy. Pruning shears are always appreciated, too. And something to sharpen those pruners, because a lot of them are awful dull. I've noticed there's a little diamond, in case your wife says, I want a diamond ring. Give her a little diamond sharpener so she can sharpen up the garden tools with.
That'll go over real well.
Hey, you can just spread that one carat of diamond dust all over a nice big file. Only costs you about $25. It's cheaper than $2,500. So there you go.
Sure. And a good pair of gardening gloves.
And too. A good pair of gardening
gloves.
I'm
having trouble finding really good gardening
gloves. Yeah, you whacked
gloves.
Your thumb, didn't you? Or whatever your finger. With those
the little, there's four little legs on the inflatable that you put at the bottom where the little fan sits, and yeah. they kind of snap into place, and one of my thumbs
one of them bit it.
Was
yeah.
kind of in the way at that point like that.
Well, these things happen. Always think about little accidents that can happen at this time of the year. Make sure to think about a little safety. You know, those Christmas trees that you might be getting in and decorating. Don't let the tinsel kind of fall down and your animals get those. That's kind of hard on their intestinal system.
All right, tinsel. Have you seen tinsel? I know we're talking about this sort of in like a, you know, remember.
I haven't seen the aluminum anymore.
Do you find tinsel? Can you find tinsel anywhere? Have you seen
know.
It? Have you purchased the last time you purchased tinsel?
I haven't put up a tree for like forever.
Oh, bah humbug to you too as well. Yeah, okay.
Put up my ceramic tree on a little, you know, shelf over the fireplace. It doesn't exist anymore.
And how tall is this tree?
Foot high.
So your Christmas is 12 inches.
Yeah, a little 12-inch ceramic tree.
Okay.
Well, we appreciate, la, la, la.
Yeah, we appreciate you coming up. I have nutcrackers bigger than that tree at home right now.
You probably do.
Yes. Charles Benke, Lorain County's horticulturalist, thanks for stopping by. Appreciate it. And Merry Christmas and happy holidays and happy composting.
Same to you.
To you too.